This is Fresh Air. Most of us have gone through a heartbreaking romance, which we each experience in our own individual way. Rock critic Ken Tucker has been listening to the ways romantic disappointment has been expressed in new songs by three artists. R&B singer Jasmine Sullivan, who sang the national anthem at this year's Super Bowl alongside Eric Church, pop star Olivia Rodrigo, and rocker Matthew Sweet. Ken says this is the sound of heartache.
Funny how I finally flipped the script on ya. When you the one who's double dipping, yeah. You so sloppy how I caught you slipping, You're off the lease. Run me my keys. No more popping up the idiot. I ain't even got the miles to trip on ya. No phone.
Who is this?
Brand new. Like the whip.
That's Jasmine Sullivan and Pick Up Your Feelings, a high pointer for new EP titled Hotels, which debuted at number one on the Billboard R&B chart. On Pick Up Your Feelings, Sullivan portrays herself as a woman who is so over her boyfriend's cheating, she is beyond being hurt. She's settled into cold dismissal, telling the guy to pick up his feelings for her and get out of here. While Sullivan's vocals have a powerful gospel edge, her EP is filled with stories about women's sexual and romantic feelings told in very explicit language. The musical tension between the church and the bedroom gives Sullivan's singing an extra surge.
I'm trying to find a to give for ya. You ran out of chances of forgiving ya. Yeah, listen, I'm listening. Just for you to go and break my heart again. I learned my lesson. Whoa, and I ain't coming. This is what you had now. And I bet you I look better, don't I? New phone.
Who is this?
Contact. Don't exist. Heat or ice. Call that bitch. Way too expensive. No more benefits. Papa visit. Hands tied. No grit. I ain't got the room for extra baggage. So don't forget to come and pick up your feelings. Don't leave no peace. You need to hurry.
Where Jasmine Sullivan projects a steely strength of character, a refusal to be manipulated in a relationship, the veteran pop rocker Matthew Sweet is all desperation and exposed nerve endings. Sweet's new album is called Cat's Paw, a word that means someone who's been duped, who's the victim of another. Like so much of the music Sweet has recorded since the late 1980s, the songs on Cat's Paw sound like hit singles that never became hits, which only makes his feverish guitar playing and his plaintive vocals seem more poignant. My favorite song on his excellent new album is called At a Loss, because he really does sound at a loss for what he's going to do with his broken heart.
I'm out on a limb, out on a limb, reaching for you. I'm out of my mind, dreaming of you. I'll never know what I'm gonna say.
Come to Olivia Rodrigo. She has a huge number one pop hit called Driver's License, a song about cruising past her ex's house. She's not a stalker, she's heartbroken.
I got my driver's license last week, just like we always talked about, cause you were so excited for me to finally drive up to your house. But today I drove through the suburbs crying cause you weren't around, and you're probably with that blonde girl who always made me doubt. She's so much older than me, she's everything I'm insecure about. Yet today I drove through the suburbs, cause how could I ever love someone else? I know we weren't perfect, but I've never your street.
Rodrigo is a 17-year-old who stars in a Disney Plus tongue twister of a TV series titled High School Musical, The Musical, The Series. Driver's License, her first non-high school musical release, has broken streaming records on both Spotify and TikTok, where her young fans are dazzled by her mature melodrama. Whether it's the aching loss Olivia Rodrigo endures, or the icy fury Jasmine Sullivan describes, or the frantic desperation Matthew Sweet feels, we are reminded once again that people experience heartbreak in as many ways as a heart can be broken.
Rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed music by Jasmine Sullivan, Matthew Sweet, and Olivia Rodrigo. On tomorrow's show, we talk with New York Times cybersecurity journalist Nicole Perlroth about the underground cyber arms industry and how the National Security Agency's own cyber arsenal got into the hands of our adversaries. Her new book is about why everything from America's nuclear reactors to our own cell phones are vulnerable. I hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering help from Charlie Kyer. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, and Kayla Lattimore. Our associate producer of digital media is Molly C. V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies. Yeah, yeah.